Today on the Camimo Ag Report, I'm talking winter weather. We definitely are affected by winter weather and have been this weekend, not just in Missouri, but areas from New Mexico, Texas, all the way to New England. We're talking about a 2,000-mile spread for these storms. It is a unique storm in the sense it's so widespread, said National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli, adding about 213 million people were under some sort of winter weather warning. People throughout the area were advised to stay off roadways. There were watches and warnings and a lot of cancellations for schools and other activities throughout the area. I just got sent from a friend of mine this breaking news that due to the cold weather and snow, there will be no farms closed. Each and every farmer will be out in the blistering cold, blowing wind, tending to their livestock. They will be praying for machinery to work, non-frozen waterers, and warm, healthy animals. If you know a farmer, if you ate yesterday and plan to eat today, say thank you and pray for the farmers. Advice during the winter weather, livestock care, intense cold and snowpack require farmers to provide extra hay, manage water supplies, and ensure shelter for cattle to maintain energy and prevent health issues, especially with active, ongoing, in some cases, calving herds. Soil and crop conditions, while extreme cold can assist in pest management and protect soil, icy conditions and freezing temperatures can also damage perennial crops and winter wheat. Fertilizer and runoff, potential for nutrient runoff increases with fertilizers applied to the top of frozen, snow-covered soil. Infrastructure stress, the rapid accumulation of snow in regions like the Ozarks, up to half a foot or more, has required significant winterization efforts by local farmers to secure operations. Delayed operations, ongoing winter conditions have forced some farmers, such as in the Ozarks, to deal with drought-related hay supplies and search for additional feed sources. The winter conditions follow a period of worsening dry conditions in some regions, creating a complex start to the year so far. And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. Why did Dad stop using his loyalty card to scrape ice from his windshield? He only got 10% off. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.